AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The center of Tropical Storm Bill is expected to cross the Texas coast today, southwest of Galveston. Top winds are 50 miles per hour, but it's not the wind that worries Harris County Judge Ed Emmett in Houston.
We're preparing for what should be a serious rain event.
National Hurricane Center specialist Michael Brennan says states from Texas through the plains will see a lot of rain.
We could see rain accumulations of 4 to 8 inches over eastern Texas and eastern Oklahoma, 2 to 4 inches over western Louisiana and western Arkansas, and we could see isolated maximum amounts as high as 12 inches in portions of eastern Texas.
Much of eastern Texas is still recovering from last month's severe flooding. More than 1,000 homes evacuated near Willow, Alaska, as more than 10-square-mile wildfire burns homes and outbuildings in the heart of the state's sled dog country. Chuck Omery says the blaze spared his home, but not those of some of his neighbors.
I don't know how it did it, but it went around all of our houses except for across the street behind us and took out all them places.
Hundreds of homes have also been evacuated as a second wildfire threatens communities on the Kenai Peninsula. U.S. airstrike kills the leader of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Catherine Zimmerman with the American Enterprise Institute says that the man's death doesn't end the threat.
This is a group that is oriented on attacking the United States as part of its broader strategy. That continues.
The Al-Qaeda group based in Yemen has been linked to several attempted attacks on the U.S. Party time in Chicago. That's as the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup, a 2-0 Game 6 shutout of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Chicago center Antoine Vermette.
This is very special. This is a moment I'll cherish the rest of my life, no doubt about that.
And Game 6 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Cleveland. The Cavaliers are down 3-2 to the Golden State Warriors. This is AP Radio News. At least 17 people are dead, another 70 others hurt, after a passenger train slammed into a tractor-trailer truck this morning, which was stuck on the tracks in Tunisia. Hundreds of billions of dollars have been donated to charities in the U.S. The AP's Carlotta Bradley has more.
Charitable giving in the U.S. has bounced back and surpassed pre-recession levels for the first time in 7 years. The group, Giving USA, says Americans gave an estimated $358 billion to charity in 2014, about $47 billion more than in 2007, the previous peak. Giving increased from individuals, corporations, foundations, and bequests. Giving to religious organizations makes up the largest percentage of U.S. donations. The report is based on tax returns and other data collected by the Lilly Family School of Philanthropy at Indiana University. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.